New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, it is Wednesday morning. Thought this would be a good time to get an update on some of the upcoming road projects around St. Clair County. Joining us right now is the Managing Director of the St. Clair County Road Commission, Kirk Weston. Kirk, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
I want to ask you, first of all, about that flood warning downriver. Are there concerns about any road damage as you look at all that ice in the river right now?
Well, not necessarily road damage, but we're going to see a lot of cleanup after that water starts to settle. Our guys were called out last night for some signage and things like that. We had water over the road, you know, in the Elginac area. So we'll wait. You know, it's not uncommon. We've been dealing with that the last couple of years. We'll let that come down. Then there's going to be a lot of cleanup as far as ice in the road and salting, that type of thing.
It's kind of hoping that we'd avoid it this year because it's been pretty mild up till now. We really haven't seen a whole lot of ice, but it seems like all of a sudden, there it is.
Yeah, and that, you know, the winds have are a big factor in that. You know, we'll see the winds come down through there and maybe even come from the Canadian side to our side, vice versa, and we'll see that flooding at that time.
As I said, Ben, a fairly mild winter. How's the salt supply? Have your crews been having a busy winter, a slow winter, or just kind of average so far?
Well, so salt supply is good, but what's interesting about it, when we have these smaller storms like we do, you know, you have a half inch or an inch, and you have to reapply several times throughout a storm, you use actually more salt in those types of storms than you would the 6 or 8 inch storm. Those types of storms were just doing intersections, hills, curves, that type of thing. But when you have to reapply and reapply again, you burn up a lot of salt. Now, our salt usage this year is just below our 10-year average or 5-year average as well. But we're not necessarily saving a lot of money on that salt. Now, over time, as far as plowing, yeah, we're saving some money there on our back roads, that type of thing.
Of course, it's only early February. We've still got this month and next month and maybe even into April, too. So we're not done yet, are we?
No, far from it.
What's ahead in 2021? What are some of the road projects on the horizon?
Well, we've got several spread throughout the county. If we work our way from the west, Capac Road, there's a last section out there down to Macomb County line that we're going to finish this year. We have some paving projects, you know, North River Road out in the Wadhams area. Again, on Wadhams Road, basically Gratiot to 94, there's a stretch there. We've been working on that the last several years to get that done all from north to south. Another roundabout out on Gratiot and Palms coming this summer. We had a project planned for Gratiot Road Bridge. There's been some delays in environmental permitting there, so we're working with Eagle on that to see if we can get that to go yet this year. If not, it'll be early next year. We'd probably start that maybe February of 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we go down river, you know, King Road, we've got some work down there, Marine City Highway. We have some paving projects down there that we're going to be doing. A lot of local work this year. You know, one that comes to mind is the Castor Road Bridge. And that's out at the Goodles Park there. That's been weight limited. That does affect the fair when it comes on. So we'll be working on that. Actually, in the next month or two here, we'll start construction out there, weather permitting.
All right, very good. You know, in terms of funding for the Road Commission, I mean, it's really you rely heavily on state and federal grants as well as county funding, don't you?
Yeah, the state and federal grants we use for the federal aid projects, definitely on the bridges on the primary end and some of the local roads as well. We do get money from the county. We're unique that way. There was a millage years ago that was set aside for road funding, and they continue that with an appropriation, not to the full amount, but an appropriation. And the townships use that money to put stone down on the roads and chloride, that type of thing. We kind of manage that fund for the townships, and it's worked out great. It's a great partnership with them. And then just Michigan transportation funds, which come from the gas tax registration, that type of thing.
The governor in her State of the State address last week talked about the need, and you know, really obviously this year everything's been about COVID, but the need to fix the roads, that's what she ran on, in 2018, and what she's still talking about. You see a need for an increase in funding for road projects?
Well, we're doing, there's always a need. We're doing fine right now. Here a few years back, they did some increases in road funding through the general fund, and that's helped us quite a bit. I mean, that's why you're seeing a number of jobs. We're fortunate in this county to have a road millage, a quarter mil. That's generated about $54 million worth of road projects over the last 6 years. So not all of that, that we definitely use matching funds. We use those for matching funds, I should say, for federal and state projects. So you can you get about a 4-to-1 or a 5-to-1 return on that when you do that. So it's a good return on your investment.
Yeah, the Wadhams Road project you're getting some state and federal aid for, right?
Yes, yeah, as well as North River and Lapeer as well. So
it's going to be a busy year, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be a great year. We had to cut back last year. We didn't know where the road funding was going to go because of COVID. I don't like to use that as an excuse, but we idled some projects last year, and we'll bring those on this year and get some things done around here.
I mean, COVID affected everybody, everything. I mean, I don't think there's anybody or any organization that wasn't impacted by it.
No, not necessarily, and we've kept going through the whole thing. I give a lot of credit to our workers. They've held in there, working every day, making sure the roads are safe. A shout out to the health department and what they're doing out there with Doc Mercantat. She's done a great job, and we'll get through this thing somehow.
Indeed. All right, Kirk. Appreciate the update. Good talking to you. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.